Across the Pilbara, this is Breakfast with Pablo on 102.5 FM.
Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens in the studio. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Pablo.
Now, you want to start with a bit of a burglary issue at the moment around Miller's Well. How can people help?
That's right. We had some burglaries during the day last Friday and again yesterday in and around Kalama Parade and Trevally Court and some other addresses in Miller's Well. An offender is breaking into houses and stealing cash and valuables. We want people to let us know if they've got any closed circuit television coverage of that area, if they've seen people in the area acting suspiciously, noises of people jumping fences, and also if they see anybody getting around with euros, because we had some of those stolen, and a large amount of the old $50 notes.
Okay. So if people do see that currency, they can contact the police anonymously, of course. If they want to pass on any info, of course, if you do have CCTV, maybe go through it on those last couple of nights. Now, there was a big incident earlier in the week involving a car and a house.
That's right. On Tuesday at the corner of Bayview Terrace and Bathgate Road, there was a woman who we believe was drug affected in the street trying to stop cars. And one car that did stop for her, she tried to get in the passenger side and eventually got in the driver's side, took the driver out of the car and then took off in that vehicle, which she later used, we alleged, to ram into a house. And she was arrested at the scene and she is in custody at the moment. And luckily the woman whose car was stolen wasn't hurt too badly. There's no relationship between those two. But the woman who was arrested has been charged with aggravated robbery and stealing a motor vehicle and some other damages, a criminal damage charge amongst others.
Do the police need any further information regarding CCTV?
Yes, we would like to hear from anybody who was in the area at the time and maybe has some dash cam footage or can tell people what they tell the police what they saw, because it's very important we get these witnesses to come forward.
Now, we haven't caught up since Easter. How was the Easter campaign across the Pilbara?
In the Easter traffic campaign, we had double demerit points over the Easter weekend. We did the police station 244 random breath tests and four people were found positive, which is more than we'd like, but it's a reasonable figure. Overall, the Pilbara Traffic Branch did 402 random breath tests as well, and they got one drink driver as well. So the next traffic campaign that we have will be on Western Australia Day, where again we have double demerit points over the weekend from the 1st to the 3rd of June, so I'd like people to pay attention to what they know are the rules, that you shouldn't drink and drive, and adhere to the speed limits. Anzac Day was well represented this year as well, with about 1,000 people or more attending down there. Good turnout, very well behaved. Just a reminder in general to people, now that we're coming finally into the cooler weather, people are more likely to turn their aircons off and leave doors and windows open, so please make sure that they are locked and that nothing valuable is left in sight, because thieves are always opportunistic. If they see something, that will be the reason they try to break in.
Our local police, alongside the City of Karratha, Department of Communities, Rio Tinto and Woodside, operate Northwest Shelf Projects, are members of the Safer Communities Partnership, a project focused on making sure the city is a safe and enjoyable place to live, work and play. Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens, we'll chat again next week.
Thank you, Pablo.
Breakfast with Pablo.